One big thing to know about mutual funds is that many of them are designed as long-term buy-and-hold instruments. That means you must not choose from no information. It means that you cannot let your impatience get the better of you. That means planning ahead. Mutual funds might be the consummate get-it-and-forget-it type of purchase, but you need to reduce your risks by gathering all the information you can. Your personal investment strategy. In order to know if a mutual fund, or more than one, is a good idea for you, you firstly need to look at your entire investing strategy, which includes knowing your desired outcomes. Hopefully, you are reading this because you understand that it is important to invest for a purpose. Next, you need to consider your age. No, it is not that some investments are great for young people and others for seniors. It is about how many years you have before retirement, or any other date you believe you will want or need to cash out the money, for your investment profits to compound and grow for you. Frankly, most individuals do not have a personal investment strategy. This is because of human nature itself. It is hard for us to project ourselves far into the future and imagine our retirement years, even if we have what we consider a clear goal of early retirement, much less what our ideal retirement years involve as far as quality of life, activities, or how much they might cost us. What are your other investments? What do you own at this time? Why did you choose them? What investment outcome are you hoping to achieve from them? Maybe you have no investments yet and have not thought about any of this until now. Unless you inherit investment instruments, and some would say even then, your investments must serve a purpose personal to you. They must help you achieve the financial side of your goals in your life. Your purpose and goals unite to form an investment strategy. For personalized assistance, which is beyond the scope of any book, however long, speak directly to a professional financial planner who has been referred to you by people you trust. Such professionals know the questions to ask you, and believe me when I say they will be questions you have not considered. They also know all of the investment options in the marketplace today, from making personal investments in commercial real estate in your own neighborhood to the ins and outs of domestic and international stocks or bonds. They know all about the various envelopes in which you can place investments, such as 401k and IRA accounts or revocable, irrevocable trusts. At the end of such an interview, you will have a good idea how to get organized and whether mutual funds are part of the mix or not. Chapter 2. What exactly is a mutual fund? Remember when I said about $17 trillion was invested in mutual funds in our country? These trillions of dollars are divided into over 9,500 mutual funds. It would be impossible for you to collect information about each of them and make sense of that information. Thus, the need to consult a financial advisor before investing in any one of them is very real. Let's start with the basics. A mutual fund is really two things. It is the registered investment company itself, which is managing clients' money placed in one or more of the company's mutual investments. Vanguard, founded in 1975, Fidelity Investments, founded in 1946, Edward Jones Investments, founded in 1922, and Ameriprise Financial Services Group, founded in 1894, are all examples of registered investment companies offering mutual funds as well as other investment instruments. It is a pool of money. In other words, the investment product itself, which unites the cash deposits of numerous individual clients in order to purchase large amounts of stocks, bonds, or to invest in money market instruments, short-term debt, and so on, according to a predetermined plan that its clients are aware of through a prospectus of information. It is said that so many people unite mutually to make better or bigger investments than any of them could make alone. There are over 9,500 of these mutual fund products out there. Here are two examples of funds you can put money into today, 2018. The Vanguard 500 Index Investor Fund, $111 billion in assets under management. The Fidelity Contra Fund, $81 billion in assets under management. Both of these funds are in the U.S. top five funds for amounts of assets managed. Both are pools of money. Both invest money from the pool into types of instruments that have been chosen in advance to produce a given result. A number of these registered companies are household names.